Okay, today we're continuing in the 13th parak of Maseches Ksubos, and today we're learning Mishnah Zayin and Ches, which are the 5th and 6th Piskei Halacha of Admon that the Chum did not like. So Mishnah Zayin, Mishalach L'medinas Yam V'avda Derech Sadehu. If someone went to a different country, and while he was away, the path toward his fields was lost, and we don't remember where that path was. So he comes home, and all the owners of the surrounding land don't let him walk through the field to get to it. So Admon Omer Yelech B'Katzari. He can walk to his field in the shortest route, because he certainly owns at least that much of the surrounding property, so that he could do. The Chamamrim Yiknel Derech B'Me'amana, that he's going to have to pay whatever it's going to cost to buy a derech to his field, if that's what the owner demands, or Yifrach B'Avir, or let him fly through the air to the field, until he comes to some type of agreement with the owner. The owner does not have to provide him with any access to this field. This is all if they're owned by one person, meaning, I'm sorry, the Gemara says that if all the fields are owned by one person, the Chum would agree that he's entitled to the shortest path. And if they're owned by different people, Admon would agree that he's going to have to pay. The Machlokas is only in a case where the surrounding fields used to belong to different people, and all those different people sold them to one person. So Admon says, okay, look, they all belong to one person now. So that one person clearly owes this guy at least the shortest path. Whereas the Chum say, no, each of the people he bought it from could claim that we don't owe you anything, and therefore he can assume their positions and not owe him anything. Now Mishnah Ches, the 6th Shita of Admon. Hamotzi Shtar Chov al Chaver. If someone takes out a Shtar Chov that someone else owes him money, and the other one, the borrower, takes out a Shtar that says that the lender sold him a field after that Chov was already due. So Admon Omer, Yachlu Sheomer, the borrower can say, either we look, if I really owed you money, why would you sell me a field? Meaning, why would you take payment for a field from me? If you knew I had money, you would have collected the debt from that money. So Elamai, you knew that I don't owe you the money anymore, and that's why you sold me the field, and therefore I don't owe you anything. No, he was cleverly selling him the field, because then he could take it on a lien, for the payment of the loan that the guy still owes him. So that's how he got the cash out of him, by selling the field to him, and now he'll just confiscate the field from him. So in Mishnah Zayin we said that if someone went to Medina Siyam and we can no longer remember how he would get to his field, so Admon says he's entitled to the shortest path toward his field, and the Chum say that no, he's not entitled to anything. He's going to have to come up with some amount of money to pay for it or figure it out on his own. In Mishnah Ches we said that if someone takes out a Shtar Chov and the other guy says, yeah, but after that loan was due, I have a shtar here that says that you sold me a field. So Admon says that's proof that the chov must have been paid. And the Chum say it's not proof of any chov being paid. Adrab, the guy was cleverly selling the field so that he could then confiscate the money afterwards. Okay, to confiscate the field afterwards. So Bezashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Yud Gimel, Mishnayos, Tes, and Yud.